Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different, special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
Stop looming over me, Sai.
I'm not looming, Birdie. I'm just taller.
Well, stop it.
Stop being taller?
Yes, it's freaking me out. 6 inches in 2 weeks is not normal.
Look who's talking, Little Mermaid.
Okay, you make a good point.
Hey, guys.
Mom, are my tests back?
They are.
Oh, no. It's bad, isn't it? He's dying of some terrible growing disease.
Growing disease? I'm not, right?
No. As far as I can tell, you're perfectly healthy.
Why do I feel like there's more to what you're about to say?
Ivan, can you pull up Cyrus's bone age study on the monitor?
Yes, Dr. Anders.
As you can see, these are x-rays we took today against ones taken last year when you broke your wrist trying to ride Hovey.
Tragic fail.
That was not my fault. Hovey was messing with me and...
Anyway, when combined with the blood tests, DNA samples, the best conclusion we can come to is... Ivan?
Cyrus Anders has the biological makeup of a 19-year-old human.
19? But I'm 17. That makes no sense.
Do we need to cut him open and count the rings or something?
No cutting. Please. Mom, what does it mean?
Well...
Sorry to interrupt, Dr. Anders. Birdie?
What is it, Casey?
Yeah, what is it, Casey?
Ivan just informed me you have a meeting scheduled in the boardroom.
Now? Ivan, reschedule it!
Queen Birdie, it's about your proposal to create an underwater office building.
Oh, that is such a good idea. Okay, well, we'll take the meeting, but then we'll be right back, and please don't grow while we're gone, Sai.
I'll do my best. Mom, you okay?
Sorry, it's just like time wasn't going by fast enough. Now my boy is a man. Biologically speaking.
Oh, come on, Mom. We gotta go before the ugly crying kicks in.
Too late.
Hey, Cyrus. How are you feeling?
I'm good, Casey. Thinking about maybe trying to vote or join the army.
Huh?
Because I'm... Never mind. Listen, I'm glad you're here. I need your help, but... You can't tell my family.
My new roommate Remy came here from a place that doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist in our world.
You say that like there are other worlds.
Well...
What do you mean, well?
I believe he's referring to a theory that there are multiple universes similar and parallel to ours.
I didn't say that, Cybot, because that would sound crazy.
But you believe it.
But it doesn't matter what I believe.
Okay, let's just get this out of the way and say all the crazy things at once. This island, which is currently locked down, is full of kids who don't remember where they're from.
Sure.
It also seems to be causing you to forget where you're from. Juneau, Alaska.
Thanks for reminding me.
Anytime.
During this lockdown, my old roommate Casey disappeared and was somehow replaced by Remy. So, honestly, different universes is as good a theory as any. But What does it have to do with this school? And this island?
Well, I suppose what we found in the basement could be a conduit. A passageway.
And everyone who comes through it is from somewhere else? Only once they're here.
They forget where that somewhere else is.
Would explain a lot, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Brinley, what is it?
What are you thinking?
No, it's just... Cyrus was here in this school, right? And then he wasn't. And when he woke up from the coma, he didn't remember any of it.
Yes?
Well, what if that's because it's not him?
I don't understand, Brinley.
What if the Cyrus they found on that beach isn't my Cyrus? Why are you sneaking out of your room?
Because my mom doesn't want me to leave the bed, and she definitely doesn't want me going up to my lap.
Didn't you just tell me you're like 19 now?
No, I don't know. Point is, this is easier than making a whole Andrews family thing of it.
And what's my job again?
Your job is to hang outside my room and cover for me when they get back.
Uh-huh. Makes sense.
Welcome, Cyrus Anders.
43rd floor, please, Ivan. Okay, Casey, thanks for doing this.
43rd floor, elevator door closed.
Actually, going up.
What are you doing?
I'm coming with you.
Why?
Because if something happens to you, I'll feel responsible.
I'm fine.
Also, your mom will be mad, and I will lose my job before I even officially have it. And then I'd be mad at you, which you wouldn't want.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
43rd floor, Cyrus Anders Laboratory.
Thanks, Ivan. Well, you come in or not?
I knew you'd see it my way. Wow, Dr. Frankenstein much?
I'm a scientist, not a mad scientist.
Hey, who am I to judge? This is Brainy Brinley? She was your girlfriend?
Put that picture down, please.
Sorry, didn't mean to pry. What's all this stuff?
It's nothing, just a phone I built.
Some phone?
I'm not even sure what it does, if I'm being honest.
Who are you trying to call? Cyrus?
My girlfriend's mother. Ex-girlfriend's mother.
Can I ask why?
Because I think Brinley's in danger and Cadence may be the only one who can help her.
Brinley, from the photo.
That was our homecoming dance.
How normal. Nice dress, though. So how does this phone thingy work?
Simple. I just... Hey! Don't touch anything.
Sorry. Is it supposed to do that?
It is.
Huh.
Hello? Cadence, can you hear me?
Are
Hello?
You sure it's working? That doesn't look good.
No, it's not supposed to do that. Cadence? Are you there?
What's happening?
Cadence?
Cyrus?
Look out!
Now that you've listened to this week's episodes, head on over to the GZM Rewind feed to hear me and the creators talk about the latest episodes with special guests, including cast members and superfans.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.